Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Were you up? You were not up?
No.
Man,
what time did you go to bed?
Like 9:30. I tried.
You didn't even watch the bowl game. I mean, the important one. There were other ones, but, you know, you didn't watch the college football play. Okay, fine.
I tried. I woke up at 12:30, and I was like, oh, dadgummit, I missed it.
It was too late. That's
yes.
funny. So here's the funny thing. So we didn't pay any attention at 11 o'clock, which is when that happened.
I
had it recording. We were watching a movie, you know. We're watching a movie, and it's getting to be like, you know, 11:30, 11:45, 11:50, and I'm just not caring. And at 11:58, 30, something like that, I click off the movie, which we're like 4 minutes from ending, and I click off the movie to live TV to watch the ball drop. I know it's a replay, but it's the thing you do. You don't have to run around to the head. You know, boys, it's time. And nobody even had a thing at midnight our time. Like, ABC was doing... No offense. Some country dude just singing. And I'm like, this is worst TV New Year's ever. Just nothing happened at midnight. I'm like, okay, well, happy New Year, dear. And then we went back, finished our movie, went to bed. You know, like, so that was the excitement. I did think, we'll talk about football a little bit later. I did think that it was interesting to me to read what I had. I'm always surprised by things you would think you might know already, but you're still always learning stuff. I was fascinated to read about some of the New Year's traditions that go on around the world. And there are a lot of weird things that people do around the world. You know, I know David was just talking about the polar bear plunge that takes place, you know, all along the Gulf Coast today. I have cold water in my house. I do not need to go jump in it at the beach.
No, don't. I'm like...
I every day... I choose not to get in the cold water that is in my own shower. I don't need to go get in cold water to prove that I can get in cold water. And I have in the past said this is something I want to do. And there is still a little part of me that, like, the try everything kind of guy, which is how I was raised, you know, try every piece of food. And if you don't like it, that's fine. But, you know, try everything, okay? I mean, it looks like fun. People look like they're happy. I think there's a little bit of collective cognitive dissonance, you know? Like, everybody kind of knows this is the dumbest possible thing we can do when it's 50 degrees out or whatever temperature it's. I mean, you know, right now it's 44 in Pensacola. So bad day to do this, by the way. But, you know, 66 degree water, it's going to suck.
Well, you do realize you've got 364 days to train.
No, I'm not training.
This.
I'm not
yes,
preparing
you need to
for
train.
And I actually, when I used to sell books door to door one time in the summer in in Wyoming, I mean, you know, we used to, on purpose, get up in the morning, take a cold shower to get ready for the day. Mm-hmm. It's not fun. I get it. Okay. But here's the thing. I think it's like if we're all doing the same dumb thing together, we can all convince ourselves that there must be something cool about this. Cognitive dissonance, collective action, the stupidity of crowds, you know, that kind of thing. But look, and every year I say the same thing. I'd be willing to try it. It's something I'm going to do it this year. I think I'm just now going to be like, I'm just never going to do this.
It could be a good team bonding thing.
With whom?
I don't know. All of us. I mean, team bonding.
You can't stay up past 9:30 and you want me to go get in 66-degree water for you today?
Yeah. Go ahead. Okay, hey, remember, do it little by little, okay?
Oh, you're
that way
an
by
idiot.
364.
No, God, you jump in and you jump out. You know, you make that thing quick. That I know. Oh, my goodness, for sure. Okay, so New Year's traditions around the world that are kind of fascinating. We have our own. In Spain, they eat grapes at midnight. 12 grapes.
That's it.
One for each toll of the church bells. If you can manage to do so without choking, I'm just reading from the story, because they want you to do it as fast as possible. You have 2 seconds at most between each grape to get it in before the bells, I guess. And then it's believed that you'll have luck for the coming 12 months, or you die. I mean,
one of the two, you know. Hey, how's it going?
What if you're like, oh, I miscounted 11? No, there's actually a tradition where you do, what is it? 365 peas, I think, is the one. Hold on, I want to get this just right. Peas, greens, and cornbread. They say this is a tradition in the South. I don't believe it because I know Southerners. Black-eyed peas, collars, all right for luck. You know,
cornbread
to symbolize the gold coins because cornbread looks just like a gold coin. Anyway, they say you should eat your peas plain to show humility while you're begging for luck from the gods of the vegetable dispensary. 365 peas, no more, no less. Don't lose count, or you'll have lots of bad luck all year. So, is it worse to eat 361 peas or to do nothing at all?
I think do nothing at all.
No, I think if you know.
Really?
people write wishes on paper and then burn them on New Year's Eve. Does that make it more likely to come true, less likely to come true? I mean, they say more. In Mexico and Colombia, if you carry a suitcase around the block at midnight, empty.
This empty, is okay.
Empty. So all these people are out carrying suitcases around the block looking at each other. You and, you know, Pedro, because it's Mexico. You know, are you and
that
Jose?
That explains a lot about my neighborhood.
Yeah. That's got to be the weirdest scene of midnight. No weirder than jumping in the cold water at noon, though. If you do this, you'll have a year filled with travel. The faster you walk, the farther you get to go.
Sweet.
So run around, grab your carry-on and run around the block. In Greece, they bake vassalopita. It's a sweet bread traditionally served on New Year's Day. You hide a coin in it, so it's like baby Jesus in the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Don't break your tooth. If you find the coin, you get good luck. I'm just not into coins and bread. Then you hang an onion outside the front door to symbolize rebirth, and the next morning you wake your children up tapping them on the head with the onion.
Do we get to beat them with the onion because they won't get out of bed?
I want to know how these things get started. These are
some people that are bored.
3 a.m. drunk coffee shop inventions is what this is. You know, this is the frat kids are sitting around early in the morning in May. Let's start something this year for New Year's Day. In the Philippines, you wear polka dots while eating round fruits like oranges, gathering around a round dinner table because round is good. If you're square dinner table, your life's going to suck all year. In Argentina and Brazil and other South America and Mexico, the key to your year is how bright the color of the underwear you're wearing. Pink or red for, okay, you know, love. Let's see, yellow in Bolivia if you want money. So bright yellow underwear at New Year's Eve for money. And green in Mexico, whatever. So, you know, I don't know. We'll tell you a few more. John's got traffic on the fives. I know there's one wreck out there at an airport in 29, right?
Go yeah. On. Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands. Expert installation and 24/7 support. That's GeneratorSource.com. Still dealing with that accident that happened on Highway 29 and Airport. It's got both the north and southbound lanes blocked. So you definitely want to plan around that. My advice, Palafox.
That's a huge intersection. That's like 6 lanes of travel plus turn lanes. Everything's blocked?
That's what it says.
Wow. Okay.
And looking at the map, yeah. Well, things are starting to calm down a little bit there. I can see traffic moving. But, yeah, it's north and southbound experiencing some delays. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Thanks so much. So back to the Denmark. You jump at New Year's. You jump. You find a piece of furniture, biggest one you can get, and jump off of it. Clock strikes at midnight, and everybody breaks a leg. Also, don't forget to throw a plate at your neighbor's door.
Oh, I do that already.
To leave your grudges and grievances. Yeah. Well, you don't because you're asleep.
Yeah, that's
liar.
True. Well, I have others that do it. Yes,
oh, you
I
delegate. You delegate. You have like the
have
proxy
children.
Dish thrower.
That's why I have children.
In Ireland, if you want to get married in the new year and you're a woman, you don't throw away your mistletoe. You go to sleep with it under your pillow. Therefore, you will find Prince Charming the following year. Also, the Christmas bread that doesn't get eaten sticks around for a week and you hit it against the doors and walls to drive away the bad spirits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Isn't that croutons?
It becomes croutons. And remember I said the 12 grapes in Spain? In
yes.
Portugal, they always have to do something different than in Spain. They eat raisins at midnight. So a little more heart healthy, I guess. I don't know, than the grapes.
I like the grapes better.
I would too. Although you're less likely to choke on the raisins, I suppose. China, paint your door red. Just watch out for the HOA.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's see. What was the one? In Poland, if you wake up early on New Year's Day. Hey, we're in.
We're in already.
I mean, we're an hour later than normal, but we're ahead of the
a lot
normal
of
people.
People.
You'll easily wake up early for the rest of the year. Why would I want that?
Oh.
Okay, anyway. The mistletoe thing. What else? There was a... some say you burn the mistletoe. So either sleep with it under your pillow or burn it. Depends on your view of men. chicken. Don't eat chicken. Because eating chicken will cause all your luck to fly away in the new year.
That's interesting.
Eat pickled herring in Scandinavia. Soba noodles in Japan, I guess. Lobster. Oh, Meg yesterday said that her family does lobster.
That's right.
Lobster is bad luck. Ooh. Many cultures believe that eating a lobster at midnight is bad, or on New Year's Eve is bad luck. Since the crustaceans move backwards, it's thought to represent setbacks in the year ahead. So I'll have to bring that up with her when she gets in later today.
To, yeah.
If you have a scale from a carp, when I first read this, I'm like, a carp scale? You mean like for weighing? No, like a scale from the skin of a carp. You want to carry that around with you in Germany all year, and that'll give you good luck.
I'm not going to be able to keep up with that. Sorry.
I actually kind of like this one. It's funny. In Colombia, you take a cooked potato, a peeled, a not peeled, and a partially peeled potato. And then at midnight, you put them all under your bed. And at midnight, you randomly grab one, avoid the monsters, and with your eyes closed. And which potato you get tells you whether you're going to have good fortune, financial struggle, or a mix of both.
Okay, wait a second.
Can't you just do that by not even getting the potatoes involved?
Right, but you would also know how you put them. So you would know, which one to grab.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's, put potatoes under your brother's bed or something. Or I don't know. What about for married couples? Who picks? I don't know. I want rules. In Brazil, you jump 7 waves in order to have good luck. This cracks me up. This is my favorite part of all these stories I was reading yesterday. USA Today Network out of Florida. Here, I'm going to read it to you. Jump 7 waves. Brazilians believe you'll have good luck for the whole year if you jump over 7 waves on New Year's Eve. You get 1 wish per wave. In Florida, pay attention to the latest surf forecast since rip currents could bring their own brand of bad luck. There's a part of me that admires their commitment to public safety, and there's a part of me that thinks, nerd. You really? I feel like they're, like, it's the legal department got a hold of this essay and thought,
oh, yeah.
All right, you need to, carp scales and half-peeled potatoes and mistletoe and burning the mistletoe underneath your bed sheets is fine. Please put a safety note in there about rip currents for these people in Florida, because I don't want us to get sued because we told people to jump 7 waves in Florida. I mean, burn scarecrows, throw things out the window, open doors and windows. You got to open your doors and windows to let the old year out and the new year in. Otherwise, you get stuffy old year stuck in your house all, I don't know, whatever. Bells ringing 108 times in Buddhism. It's intended to banish all human sin and bring good luck. Has that worked yet?
Yeah. I was going to ask you about that one.
That may be one where you're like, so we've been doing this and we've been getting that. Maybe just stop. Maybe just stop. And I think this might be my favorite one. Actually, in Germany and Finland, people melt a small piece of lead or tin and pour it into a container of cold water. The shape it forms is meant to reveal that person's fate for the year ahead.
So if yours comes out as a knife or something like that, you're... Be like, well, this
looks
is
like
year.
A booger. Everything's gonna be good. 6:25 on News Radio 92.3. John again has traffic on the fives.
I'm still dealing with that accident on Airport Boulevard and Highway 29. They are moving it off to the side of the road, but I am still seeing some delays, about a 5-10 minute delay. Other than that, I-10, I-110 looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There's a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dylan Thompson for Congress, Republican.
Hi, this is David Wayne from the newsroom wishing you and your family a very happy new year.
Happy New Year. News Radio 92.3.
Hey, look, kids. There's Big Ben and there's Parliament.
Good morning, 6:28. Whatever radio station this is. News Radio 92.3. I didn't even drink last night. Nothing. There's no explanation.
Are you sure that special Kool-Aid?
You know what I had? I had this big talk about all the things I make for dinner. We did chili yesterday.
Right.
And then all the boys were just having like leftover chili at, 11 or whatever. And all I ate at midnight, and it wasn't even midnight, it was like 11, is I had the 4 leftover White Castles from when we drove back from the Midwest last week, which is good. But... didn't have any alcohol, didn't nothing. Just, watched a movie, turned on the disappointing TV coverage at midnight, dealt with the after effects of White Castle. That's just, I don't know. But Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Here we are. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Andrew, we are following this mass casualty event that happened in New Orleans early this morning. Police have confirmed at least 10 people are dead, and the numbers have gone up. Now they're saying 30 people hurt. After a vehicle drove into the crowd on Bourbon Street, that happened at about 4 o'clock this morning. There were some unconfirmed reports from CBS News where a witness said that a driver had gotten out of the vehicle and fired a weapon. Again, that's unconfirmed. New Orleans police are only confirming that the vehicle did drive into the crowd of people on Bourbon Street. A lot of people were being treated on Bourbon and Canal Streets. And so we will continue following that here through the morning and let you know as soon as we learn any more about it. It was a dark start to 2025 in Puerto Rico this morning.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, most of the island rang in the new year with no power. An infrastructure problem at a power plant on the island's southern coast left more than a million people there with no power all through the day yesterday. And there's some concerns by residents that their government is not doing enough to fix the problem. Puerto Rico Governor Pedro Pierluisi said on X that he's been in touch with the energy companies and they are looking for solutions to that issue.
1.3 million businesses had been out most of the island for a while, and they've restored like 20 or 30% of them. Okay. Just for perspective, in the most recent hurricane that got hit, only 700,000 were out. Oh, it's Tropical Storm Ernesto. So more people are without power than in their most recent tropical storm. Puerto Rico's got issues. I mean, really serious issues.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. We made it to 2025 and the cleanup underway. Close friends packed into Times Square, New York, under pouring rain, thunder, and lightning to watch the crystal ball drop. But in New Orleans, tragedy and casualties. When a vehicle plowed into a crowd on Bourbon Street early this morning, 10 dead, 30 injured are the early numbers. President-elect Trump at his Mar-a-Lago New Year's Eve celebration resolves we're going to have a great nation again. As for the Gaza peace deal that's eluded President Biden, Trump says,
they better let the hostages come back.
And Trump vows to quickly end the war in Ukraine, but Russia's foreign minister says they're not happy with leaked details of the plan to position European peacekeepers, even though it would keep Ukraine from joining NATO for 20 years. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we do have mostly clear skies. It is 46 degrees. In Pensacola this morning, downtown Fairhope had to be briefly cordoned off for a reported bomb threat yesterday afternoon. Officials say that threat was made online through a service request form. It was made to a business in the downtown area. Police from Mobile and a canine team from Orange Beach cleared the business that the threat was made to. They say no devices were found. Fairhope's downtown was reopened in time for their New Year's Eve celebration last night. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office responding to a bit of online backlash related to their new chaplains unit this week. They announced the new unit last week and posted a photo. A volunteer in that photo, though, turned out to be a registered sex offender named Charles Martin. Records show he'd been found responsible for the sexual battery of a minor in Escambia County in 1989. The Sheriff's Office did delete the original post, and they've since confirmed that Martin is no longer serving on the chaplain's unit. The sheriff's office says he was never an employee at the sheriff's office, but had been a volunteer at the jail for about 8 years. The chaplain's unit is designed to provide emotional support and spiritual guidance for deputies that are in need. An investigation continues after a fatal train pedestrian accident in Cantonment earlier this week. It happened Monday afternoon. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says a southbound train hit a man on the tracks between Archer and Old Chemistry.
The train had seen someone, obviously, the last minute. They stopped, but you don't stop trains quickly.
That's Sheriff Chip Simmons. He says those types of accidents really happen more often than you would think. The victim has not yet been identified, and that did cause some traffic backups Monday afternoon in that area due to the stopped train. Well, a new year means new laws in Florida. HB 3 bans kids under 14 from using social media apps like Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. Also, adult websites in Florida now can require users to prove they are at least 18 years old. Another new law punishes people who interfere with first responders while they're on duty and prevent them from doing their job. SB 184. Under that law, violators can be charged with a second-degree misdemeanor if they don't back up when given a warning by a first responder. An off-duty ATF agent might be paralyzed. This is after a shooting in Hillsborough County. The sheriff's office says the agent was shot in the neck as he was trying to break up a fight on Friday night in Riverview. Court records show that the agent is suffering from paralysis of all four extremities. Some of that paralysis may be irreversible. An 18-year-old was arrested for attempted first-degree murder and other charges, and he is due in court tomorrow. It's 6:34 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. John, what are you seeing?
Well, it's brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, you can visit watsonfirm.com. Still dealing with the accident on Highway 29 and Airport Boulevard. They're trying to get it off to the side of the road, but I'm still seeing major road blockage on the northbound side. So if you're heading northbound, coming up to the Airport Boulevard intersection right there, you're going to see, traffic delays with that. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Biggins with your traffic on the five.
Thank you very much, John. I apologize for that.
We're seeing some beautiful weather as we go into the first day of your new year. Temperatures today near 62 degrees with sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 41. For Thursday, nice sunny weather with a high near 60 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 46 degrees. Keeping mostly sunny skies on that Friday with a 61-degree high. Stay connected. Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got 46 degrees across the area. Our next news is at 7 o'clock, and we do have breaking news anytime it happens. Your next news is at 7. And now your market report.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. A federal appeals court is rejecting Starbucks' appeal of a National Labor Relations Board's ruling the coffee chain illegally fired two baristas because they wanted to organize. A judge ruled substantial evidence supported the board's conclusion that Starbucks engaged in unfair labor practices. Florida could see another new rocket fly soon as the FAA recently issued a launch license for Blue Origin's new Glenn. An FAA statement said Jeff Bezos' rocket company had met all safety, environmental, and other licensing requirements. The New York Stock Exchange will close its trading on Thursday, January 9th, in order to honor a national day of mourning for the death of former President Jimmy Carter. It is customary for the exchange to close trading to honor the passing of a president. The markets are closed today for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCannell.com.
That's BuySellCannell.com.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The official kickoff of the 2025 Pensacola Mardi Gras season happens Saturday at 5 o'clock inside Seville Quarter. See the official Blessing of the Floats lining up and down Zaragoza and Government. See PensacolaMardiGras.com. The Pensacola Dog Fanciers Association presents the Farm Dog Event at the Equestrian Center Saturday from 7 to 7. Bring your friendly dog for activities, food trucks, and a shot clinic. Submit your event at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 remembers Jimmy Carter.
I think we have a nation that is truly great, not that used to be great or someday will be great again, but one that has an innate character about it that's not adequately recognized.
Jimmy Carter served one term as our president, but since he left office in 1980, he set the gold standard of what a past president of the United States could accomplish. He was a man who used his faith to try to do the right thing, even though it may have cost him politically.
News Radio 92.3.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go?
The turnovers, the field position, that's been the story of the first quarter. Warren in the pocket, throws over the top, and caught! Touchdown! What a catch by Frederick Moore!
So Michigan goes up 13-0 early on Alabama yesterday, extends it to 16 with the field goal. And eventually Alabama came back a little bit, but fell short because on 4th and 10 on the 15 of Michigan, threatening, but 4th down with 56 seconds to go.
So here we go. Milroe in the pocket. Flush left. Milroe heaves it up and complete. He had a man, Rico Scott, but he couldn't get it to him, and the Michigan defense holds on.
And the only reason I'm letting this play out is because having grown up in Michigan and hearing the Go Blue Fight song a lot, it's nice to hear it. Sorry, Alabama fans. Hey.
So, and when they circled the station, it's on you.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. So yesterday, Michigan, unranked, beats Alabama 11th. Although not in the college football playoff, side controversy. Although this kind of validates that decision. In the ReliaQuest Turnover Bowl. I think it's not officially called that, but hey, if we can have a Pop-Tarts Bowl, we can have a Turnover Bowl. And I think unofficially you'd have to describe that as the Turnover Bowl, the number of turnovers early in the game. Anyway, was it 364 days after Michigan beat Alabama in the Rose Bowl? It was. What was the post I saw? Michigan began 2024 by beating Alabama, and Michigan ended 2024 by, ouch. Hey, you know, I have three teams I follow, okay? I'm a Ducks fan because we lived in Oregon for a while. I'm an Illinois fan, that in a second, and Auburn, and whatever bad you might feel as an Alabama fan, trust me, it's not nearly as bad as being an Auburn fan this year. So, you know, I got that going against me. Second bowl of the day, there were four. I only watched three of them. I didn't watch the Washington game. Was that any good? Did you watch the Washington game?
No.
Okay.
So I missed that one.
I didn't care. So, you know, no. Got to choose your time. South Carolina playing Illinois in the, what was this? The Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. Names of these bowl games. I'm offended. Pick a name. Stick with it. Don't give me, like, sponsor and historical context and whatever. But so the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl, and, you know, midway through the fourth quarter, Illinois had been behind at 14-17 to South Carolina.
Franklin in motion. They fake the tip sweep. McCray, touchdown,
Illinois! Yeah. I got excited when Illinois got touchdowns in this game.
I can see that.
Also, second fight song of the day. Come on.
You poor thing.
Illinois hasn't had a lot of chance to celebrate in the last two decades. Like I'm back in college. Hey, you always say hey at the end. You always say hey at the end.
Why is that?
It's part of the song. Why hey, get excited. Oh. I don't know. ILL. All right. And So that this game was very boring except for the fight ish between the two coaches.
Right. Okay.
Why are the coaches taunting each other over the substitution call? This was the weirdest gang sign retaliation story I have ever heard. They're both irritating each other all game with, like, when one side substitutes, the other side gets to substitute, and then taking time off the clock and slowing down the pace of play or whatever, I guess was what was going on, is what it seemed like to me.
And also the play clock. You know, if they make a substitution, you can make one.
Right.
So they would do, like, a last-minute substitution.
Well, you know how to prevent that from happening. Don't make a substitution. Well, it's kind of like the red light cameras. You know how to not get a red light ticket? Don't run a red light.
Yeah, but they exploited that rule in college football.
And they keep on doing it. People do it all the time because it's the rule, right? So then the Illinois coach is walking across the field to an injured player, and there's a bunch of South Carolina players out there, and he looks at the other coach and does the arms out sign, which is like the wings out substitution sign. Oh, the South Carolina coach lost his mind.
He went livid.
I've never seen somebody get so angry as a coach about nothing.
If you watch the video, you'll see some of the assistant coaches first when they're all gathered in the huddle. They're saying something. Then it spreads to others, and others start looking that way.
Did you see what he did? Did you see what he did?
Yeah.
And then they go back to the sideline, and they're like yelling at the crowd and trying to get him worked. That's the weirdest non-fight I've ever seen. So anyway, Illinois winds up winning that game. And then Penn State, Boise State. Did you watch this game?
I watched half of it.
Okay. This game was
kind of boring.
Yeah, it was. It really was. Okay. The first score of the game.
Play action. Aller floats one in the back right corner of the end zone. Tyler Warren. Touchdown.
Drew Aller, quarterback for PSU. 11-yard pass, Tyler Warren. 7-0. 3 minutes later.
Four-man rush. Aller. He's going to take a shot. Amari Evans. Right down the chimney. Touchdown.
14-0. Kind of boring. They got a field goal 17. I think it was 17-7 anyway at one point. In the third quarter, Boise State made it look like there was life on the hook. Okay? Like the minnow wriggled. Okay?
Action. Hatson rolling out. Wide open down the sideline of blown coverage. And Matt Lauder takes it the distance.
That was pretty fun. Blown coverage, wide open, 53 yards, pass and catch and run. But then Penn State just slammed the door.
Another blitz. Aller loads it in the back of the end zone. Jump ball for Tyler Warren.
Again, Tyler Warren. Another touchdown.
He's got a pick.
Crazy. He was like tiptoeing in the back of the end zone, I think, was that one. And then they totally put the hammer on him about 4 minutes later, under 5 minutes to go.
Singleton.
That was 58 yards. So that was it. Penn State blows out Boise State. This is not much of a game. And it kind of puts the exclamation mark on the whole, like, who gets into the college football playoff, because Boise State, it's Boise. I know they say Boise in Boise. they do. David has a question. Go on, David. Somebody in the third row. Well, yes?
The folks are confused. I actually wanted to see if I could break in for just a moment here. I just got done watching this press conference from New Orleans.
From New Orleans, okay.
And there is a lot of new information coming out about this event the other night.
Because we're super late on traffic. Let's do traffic, then we'll do that, and then we'll come back to kind of the conversation about the bowl game. Go ahead, John.
No accidents to let you know about right now. The accident that happened at Airport in 29 has been cleared to the side of the road, and I'm not seeing any more delays. That's traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
Thank you, John. David, go ahead. Tell us what you're learning out of New Orleans.
Well, thank you very much, Andrew. So I just got done watching this press conference, and there is the mayor of New Orleans said that she believes this is a terrorist attack and has been in communication with the White House. Mm. The FBI did not call it a terrorist attack, but right now they are investigating what they say is a possible IED in that vehicle. The suspect drove at a very high rate of speed down Bourbon Street. You know how packed Bourbon Street always is. Drove at a very high rate of speed down Bourbon Street in an attempt to hit as many people as possible, and then shot at police officers.
We do have that confirmed now.
That is now confirmed. And two police officers in New Orleans were shot. There are 30-plus injuries and at least 10 confirmed deaths right now.
And the police officers were wounded,
The police
killed,
officers
we don't
were
know.
Wounded.
Wounded, not killed.
They did not say killed. So, again, there seems to be a lot happening. They are, again, investigating the vehicle. They believe there is a possible bomb in that vehicle. So they have people looking at that. Bourbon Street closed today for, you know, all of that. So there seems to be a lot going on here. Some confusion about whether to label this as a terrorist attack or not. But
he said the mayor called it a terrorist attack.
The mayor did call it a terrorist attack. And then the FBI shortly after said it was not a terrorist attack. But I mean, I guess that depends on how you define a terrorist attack, right?
Well, I mean, if there was an IED that didn't go off, then it's a terrorist attack.
That's what I would say as well.
Because if you're not accidentally driving through a crowd and then right. shooting at the cops, and then you have a bomb in the back seat and doesn't go off, and it's not.
Federal agencies are always reluctant to call something, even if they know it is.
It's weird.
They're reluctant until they decide to issue their statement or whatever. But the mayor did call it a terrorist attack and said she was in communication with the White House. And other federal,
the driver is things. Alive, dead. We don't know.
I did not
in custody.
Get that information.
Okay.
Because
natural questions about the identity of the driver, you know, male, female, ethnicity, age.
Right.
I mean, things that if we're going to talk about a terrorist attack, which could be all kinds of things. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, Islamo-fascist terror. But
right.
that's the question is the Oklahoma City bombing was a terrorist attack. So
and
is that, you know.
They are going to provide, there's another press conference that's scheduled for later at 11 o'clock this morning.
All right.
So I'm sure we'll find out a little bit more about the suspect at that point, and information will probably be making its way out. So we'll let you know if we learn anything else. But again, it just seems like there's a lot more to this than we kind of thought at the initial report.
Can I tell you what I have? Tell you what my question is. How does somebody get a car into Bourbon Street on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, there's generally a lot of barricades and everything set up that would stop them.
I mean, this is going to sound like I'm belittling, but I'm really not. I'm saying, you know, in little old Pensacola, okay, when there's a parade, the streets are blocked. You know, we put the dump
right.
trucks and the recycling truck. We physically block the streets, and there's cops at every intersection. I mean, you can't get a car anywhere close to a crowd because of this kind of a danger, right? Not the IED part, but just a car, right?
Right.
So how did they get a car into the crowd?
That's my question. Yeah, that's a good question, I guess.
But obviously if what they had was a bomb on board and they were trying to do something else, I mean, this could have been Boston Marathon bombing type stuff. I mean, this is, a car bomb can be anything, right? I mean, a bomb in a car can be anything.
It's so long and there's so many small intersections there as well. I mean, I guess maybe they just found a vulnerable point.
Yeah, but New Orleans is a big city. They got enough cops.
No,
I mean,
true.
How many cops in New Orleans? It's got to be 15,000, 10,000, 15,000.
Easily,
right?
And they had 300 and some on duty just in that area last night when this happened.
300 seems light to me. I don't know. I'm just, you know, layman. Okay, I don't know enough to say, but that seems like not that many. I thought it, you know what I thought was weird? Yesterday is in New York because everybody's focused on New York, okay? The mayor of New York, I think it was the mayor, had come out and said that we do not believe there are any active terror threats against New York City. That's a weird thing for the cops to announce. Because,
right.
I mean, at first it sounds like, well, that's reassuring to the public. Yeah, but that's definitely telling somebody who's planning something, if they are, they don't know yet. And you don't want them to know that. This is why you don't disclose things ahead of time. You know, this is why you don't talk about stuff like this that way. But, you know, okay. And thank God nothing happened in New York either. So, all right, well, thank you for that update, David. 6:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey everyone, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager for ADX Communications. Here's to a brand new year filled with joy, success, and endless possibilities. Happy New Year, and let's make this year unforgettable. Cheers to health, happiness, and chasing our dreams in 2025. Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Sarah, the company coordinator, and here's to a wonderful 2025.
Hello, this is Howard Seaton, marketing consultant, wishing everyone a happy and prosperous new year.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. News Radio 92.3.
Vouchers. We ain't got no vouchers. We don't need no vouchers. I don't have to show you any stinking vouchers.
Trying to do like kind of quick research because I made the comment like 300 cops on duty in New Orleans during this attack last night on Bourbon Street seems light to me because my guess, and I mean, I'm just wild spitballing guesses. I was thinking they probably have like 10 or 15,000 cops because I'm thinking New York City, which I think has 35,000, I thought was the number. I've been quickly trying to research this to figure out. But apparently New Orleans has only like 1,000 cops? That's 959 officers in 2023? That seems super low to me. I mean, maybe, I don't know if it's the parish versus the city and, you know, sometimes the metro area. And I know, like, you know, Pensacola versus Escambia County. But, man, that just seems like a very light number to me. 656 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with, oh, actually, David's recording news for Cat Country, so I appreciate that. Dealing with this break news situation. Yes.
Traffic on the fives.
Oh, thank you. Traffic on the fives here on New Year's Day.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110, even Highway 90 going through Pace to Pensacola. Looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. By the way, in case you're just tuning in, and I understand that may be the case, in New Orleans, there was an attack last night. A car drove through Bourbon Street that some at least are calling a terrorist attack. Apparently, the mayor says that. LaToya Cantrell, the mayor, described this as a terrorist attack. FBI not yet using that term, although they're always slow to apply that term. Superintendent of Police Ann Kirkpatrick, female mayor, female chief of police. Interesting. The driver had attempted to kill as many people as possible, exit the vehicle, and then fired on police. This is from ABC News. Driver had not been taken into custody. How is that possible? Nothing about this makes sense to me. I mean, I don't mean to be asking the... like, the how is that possible questions while people are, you know, dying and families are grieving. But that's the first thing that occurs to me is they don't have this person in custody yet. Okay. Federal law enforcement has warned police around the country. Leading up to the holiday, federal law enforcement had warned police around the country to be concerned about low-tech vehicle ramming, key area of concern, because of the Christmas market attack December 20th, in which five people were killed in a similar style. And of course, you may remember like the truck in Nice years ago. And it's always the thing you just don't even think about, right, is what people might do with, I mean, a vehicle's a weapon, you know, or it can be, unfortunately. In a December 9th assessment for the Times Square New Year's Eve celebration, police agencies wrote, quote, "We remain concerned about the use of vehicle ramming against high-profile outdoor events. Vehicle ramming has become a recurring tactic employed by threat actors in the West, marked by continued interest by terrorists and extremists and lone offenders in targeting crowded pedestrian areas." Because, I mean, anybody can get a car. And in an open society, we don't... The problem that open, free societies like ours, and like most, I mean, this isn't even an open, free society. You know, you have... open-air markets in the third world. You, I mean, you know, like everywhere you go in the world, there are people in public. There are not bollards everywhere to protect you against the cars. You know, try to think about what you'd have to do to really defend humans from this kind of an attack. It's just not even possible. So this is not even like us versus them, freedom versus non-free. This is just, you know, somebody gets the idea about how to kill a bunch of people and maybe they can't get a gun or they can't afford a gun or they just want to, you know, I mean, this is a horrible thing to think about. And part of the problem of people who live in relatively stable societies is we just don't have the kind of depraved imagination to think about that all the time. You know, every day, if you're walking, you're trusting hundreds of people to not kill you. Every day you're driving, you're trusting hundreds and thousands of people to not kill. I mean, it's just, that's a horrible thing. Listen on it.